This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797.
I just tweeted this out, but I wanted to let people know that I will be at The Rock on 3rd tonight in Royal Oak. Part of the Pink Out Royal Oak fundraiser to raise money. A portion of the proceeds go towards the American Cancer Society.
Good for you.
So I'll be there from 7 to 9 tonight as a guest bartender.
Oh, really? How do you do with the guest bartender thing? Do you do well with being a guest bartender? Do you think you'd be good at it if like full time?
I enjoy making drinks or just pouring beers or whatever, or just talking to people. That's fine. It's the collecting the money part. That where you go grab somebody else and say, hey,
math,
how much for, well, it's not even that. It's just, I don't know what the prices are. I don't work the computers and, any of that stuff. So, but the rest of it's cool.
They don't let you work the register?
I don't know. I haven't done it at this place, but in the past when we've done this, for the Killer's Christmas, the Killer's Care is Christmas, at the lodge, it works well because the staff there is helping you with that part. So you just spend the time with the patrons getting drinks for them.
Gotcha. Again, where will you be tonight?
The Rock on 3rd, which is in Royal Oak on 3rd.
There you go. All right. So we haven't brought up other stuff that happened in the NFL yesterday. We start with the fact that, hey, the Lions are now in first place, holding a tiebreaker over Minnesota, which is extremely important. Minnesota, unfortunately, look, I made the prediction last week. I think Minnesota's going to win the division, and Detroit's going to sweep them. And it's because Minnesota's schedule the rest of the way looks relatively light. I think it's, I predicted that they would lose to the Lions, and they'll lose Thursday night to the Rams. Back-to-back games. I think that's a scheduled loss. I think it's tough to then travel cross-country on a Thursday after having a huge game at home on Sunday. But then after that, you got Colts, Jags, Titans, Bears, Cardinals, Falcons, Bears. Now, you know, it looks easier than what Detroit's got. But the Lions, by no means am I handing the division over to Minnesota. It's just a prediction I'll stick with, and then you guys can all laugh and say, ha-ha, you were wrong, and I'll be glad. But the Lions hold that tiebreaker, and they're in first place in the NFC with 11 weeks to go. So there's a lot of football to be played. But other things that happened yesterday, obviously, we always keep our eye on the Green Bay Packers, and they got a late Brandon McManus field goal to beat the Texans 24-22. That's a nice win over a team that had been 5-1. So the Packers are who we thought they were, pretty damn good. Other happenings. I think they really need to take a look at what Patrick Mahomes did on the sideline yesterday with the fake run out of bounds play.
I missed that.
Okay.
Did he fake going out and then stayed running down the field?
Defenders pull up.
The Kenny Pickett play?
Yeah, where he faked like he was going to slide. This was defenders pulling up so that Mahomes, you know, he's scrambling towards the sidelines and he gets the corner and he looks like he's about to step out and there's three defenders around him and they slow down and then he takes off up the sideline. This to me is, it's careless in that Mahomes is just begging to be hit. Fred Warner runs right past him.
That's crap.
I hate that gator.
I'm watching this right now.
This is not the fake slide, just fake out of bounds.
Yeah, that's everybody lets up because they respect you as a player, that they're not going to light you up, and you do that. That's awful. Although it happened in San Francisco, so I don't really care too much.
Is it respect as a player, or I don't want to get a flag here? Whatever it is.
I think a little bit of both.
Yep. I think Kevin Givens is there too, number 90. Do you have the replay in front of you?
Yeah.
So it's 90-53, and who's the other guy?
So
we got the roster
here
in front of me.
We've got...
I guess it's irrelevant. There's three defenders.
53, 90, and 91.
Okay, so 90 is Givens. 91 is Sam. I don't know how to say this guy's name. And Fred Warner. No, 53 is not Fred Warner. I'm sorry. It's D. Winters.
Who is six?
Six for their defense is Malik Mustafa.
Because he could have absolutely lit him up as he's getting closer to the goal line.
Yeah.
And he doesn't. And I'll bet you game films are going to be interesting today for that group because, I mean, given how he faked going out before and kept going down the field.
They should submit
that to the
league.
If you're an official, there's no way you could throw a flag on him if they drill them at the four-yard line when he actually goes out of bounds. Is there?
I mean,
he's Mahomes, so he gets all the breaks.
I don't know. I see that play and I go, okay, you're taking advantage of the fact that defenders have slowed up. The rules are in your favor to not get killed. And you are going to take advantage of those? It's asking to get killed. It's asking to get drilled.
Now, I guess in some defense of Mahomes, when he's running down the sidelines, he's got his head downfield, and you could argue that he's running the ball like a running back would, and he's not trying to go out of bounds. He's trying to pull one of those stop and go moves.
Yeah, I see that. That's debatable there, Gator, but I mean, this is not the first time something similar like this has happened where defenders are helpless because they don't want to get flagged. They're trying not to cost their team any penalties. And then a quarterback takes advantage of them and goes upfield. I'm almost to the point, I know this would never happen, but I almost feel like the white is out of bounds, but you can also get lit up. You know what I mean? So quarterbacks, hey,
get way out of bounds.
Yes. If you want to play this game, you know, you might get hurt. Don't play the game. In the UFC, Gator, guys will, you can't like knee a guy to an opponent if he's got his hand on the mat. And these guys will play this game hand on the mat, hand off the mat. The refs will tell him, don't play that game because if some guy's going to knee you in the head, I'm going to let it go because you're trying to.
You're manipulating the rule.
Exactly. Don't manipulate the rule. Okay. And yeah, it's a smart play by Mahomes. But as a defender, I mean, Mike, what are they supposed to do? They showed a replay, and this is never going to happen either, of old Lions quarterback Eric Hippel going to the sidelines.
Is that the one against Tampa?
Yes. And oh my God, he's running to the sidelines. And I think my man from Tampa flew from like 15 yards out, okay? Launched out of a cannon, trying to kill Eric Hippel, it looked like. And he destroys him on the sideline. I mean, that's a concussion right away. I don't even know if their flag got thrown.
I don't think it was
football in the 80s, man. It was so different. It was so wrong. I mean, we could say, oh, it was so much. They were
put a skirt on him.
No, dude, it was so wrong what they did back then. It would be, and like roughing the passer, you wouldn't call roughing the passer unless it was like literally 2 seconds after he throws the ball. It's like, oh, I threw it. 1,000, 2,000, drilled. And then you're like, yeah, we might throw a flag. Now the ball's released, and if you touch him, it's roughing the quarterback. It was a different game. It was wrong.
So that was one thing from the NFL we wanted to talk about. The other was last night in the Jets-Pittsburgh game, and it's tough to watch such a great player like Aaron Rodgers have his share of struggles.
Isn't it terrible?
It's tough. And, you know, hopefully they get the band back together and he'll find the success that feels like that man deserves. But in that game...
Maybe in the offseason they can work not.
Yeah. Like at OTAs.
Yeah, or training camp.
Maybe they'll hold the training camp in Egypt for him.
Do that.
Yep. But there was a play with George Pickens who made a catch.
Yeah.
And this catch, I happened to be in the car listening at the time the catch was made, and I heard the Westwood One description and the play-by-play, the color commentator, the way he described it, he's like, that was a catch a fumble, a re-catch, an incompletion, and a re-catch. And I'm like, okay, this doesn't make any sense. And I didn't see the highlight till today. I think all of these stats might have been applicable to that play. Starts with a pass breakup, followed by a catch. Does a PBU, if you deflect the pass and the guy catches it anyway, do you get a pass?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Breakup? I actually don't know the answer to that question. But it looked like a pass breakup, a catch, a forced fumble.
Yeah, because the guy knocked it out.
And a fumble recovery.
Yes. Well, I mean, that's what it looks like because the ball comes out of his hands and he's able, but that's it's all just a catch. But yes, it's fantastic. It was George Pickens at his finest. George Pickens had a good game last night.
Mm-hmm.
It sounds stupid when you say he catches the ball with his hands.
Right. But
he goes up to get it with his hands. He's not going up there with his body. He's grabbing the ball and using the strength of his hands to hang on to it, not bringing it to his body, whether it's a touchdown reception like he had or a play like this. And then the other part of the play is the finish, the little flare where he spins to get the extra yard.
Yep.
Just a great play.
Anyway, just some other stuff from the NFL. Yesterday, most importantly, the Lions. Lions won. 248-539-9797. Phone calls, feedback, Carson Anderson, 97.1, the ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, oh, oh. O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.